A Tricky Kid Media original presentation distributed by iHeartRadio. Welcome to Tricky Kid Radio, where the past and the future meet the present for a fun mix of yesterday, today, and tomorrow, hosted by filmmaker and DJ Roy Turner.
Welcome to today's edition of Tricky Kid Radio. I'm your host, as always, Roy Turner, doing all this great stuff live from lovely Las Vegas. I just saw my favorite show that I have seen in my time in Vegas. It's called I Illuminate at the Stratosphere. A high energy, incorporating great songs from the 80s and the 90s. And today, I am honored to welcome the creator of I Illuminate, Maral. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me coming to the show.
The show was such a thrill and a neat thing to support 80s dancing combined with this technology and great group of kids. The story behind the show, behind the creator, is just interesting. Talk to me about how you went from being a coder to creating I Illuminate.
Whenever I'm writing code, it's really just another art form. When I was 9, I fell in love with video games and realized I was more interested in breaking them because I was really inspired by the logic behind them. So I started making my own video games. That turned into getting a degree in computer science from Columbia University in New York. Then I'm working at Bloomberg for 7 years writing financial software. I'm also a dancer and a choreographer, and I love to be creative and tell stories. So I left it all behind because I want to reconnect to that dancer's artist side. I say I'm a composer of lights because I used knowledge of trading software and created a software system where I can program lights on a dancer's body that is so in the pocket of the music that it brings out the choreography because it's all seamlessly interconnected. The lights shows the power of dance.
You're essentially a genius. Is that fair?
I don't know. I'm just me. I was trying to figure out how can I find my two loves. My parents said get an Ivy League education. I was studying dance and I got some scholarships to go study in New York. So I did an early decision to get to Columbia.
Talk to me about the decision to leave New York to do this.
Sometimes life chooses for you. And I was living in Brooklyn when I created the software and doing shows around the city. I made a video and Christina Aguilera's choreographer saw it. All of a sudden I found myself in LA working with celebrities. So it kind of found me. I kind of go where the energy takes me. Yeah. And so now I'm in Las Vegas and there's a lot of energy here.
When you say you were sitting it out to people, who were you sitting it to?
Mainly choreographers and dance companies. Yes. Once one person sees it, it becomes this ripple effect.
How did it get on Aguilera radar?
My work as a choreographer was being presented in Europe, and her lighting designer saw when I worked with those artists, there was this respect for me that allowed me to really become a part of their team where I would help say, okay, what if we use this with this song? When I came up with the technology, I could see the future of it, but it was really hard to explain to people. I didn't get any funding. It was like tech startup and I used all my own savings to bring in the engineers and software developers because I knew I wasn't going to get that Silicon Valley money.
Why do you think Silicon Valley wasn't interested in investing?
Because they couldn't see it. It was just too hard to explain. I had savings from when I was working at Bloomberg, so I dipped into those.
When it comes to the songs that you choose, are you actually having to pay a performance or a licensing fee for those songs?
With the casino, we have ASCAP, BMI.
The stereotypes that the coding nerd can't dance, right?
Oh, yeah.
This wonderful marriage of the two things. The fact you were able to do both is incredible.
I've always had the hustle, even from a young age, because we didn't have a lot of money. I was born in Cairo, Egypt, and came to America when I was 2, into Houston, Texas.
The show is called I Illuminate. It's currently not only at the Stratosphere in lovely Las Vegas, but there's also a touring version. My Instagram, DJ Tricky Kid, we posted some dates.
We're going to take a quick break and be right back with more Tricky Kid Radio. While we take a short break, let me assure you this isn't an ad you can afford to skip. Simply be entranced by my voice so you can hear from these great sponsors.
Rocklahoma. Nightmare! America's biggest Labor Day party is back with the loudest lineup yet. This August 30th through September 1st in Pryor, Oklahoma, with, for the first time ever, Avenged Sevenfold. Slipknot. Disturbed, Evanescence, plus A Day to Remember, Lamb of God, and many more. Passes and camping on sale this Friday, 10 a.m. at rocklahoma.com, starting at $10 down.
Hey guys, while we take a break, I wanted to tell you something about my favorite venue in Texas, and maybe the world over. If you have never been to the Texan Theater in Greenville, which is it's a little ways north on your way to Oklahoma. It's I guess it's about an hour and a half, maybe north of Dallas. It is the greatest venue in the world. The proprietor, owner, and just all-around badass, Barbara Horan, puts on one of the most unique experiences you will ever have in your life. She approaches things from a very different business model that I think the whole world should embrace, and we would all be better for it. It's just this amazing experience where you get to see one of your favorite artists up close in a gorgeous venue, and dinner is included, unlimited drinks are included. She treats her staff so well. They're not getting the whatever the $2 an hour and relying on tips thing. She takes good care of them. Literally none of them have had to suffer throughout the pandemic, thankfully. Barb's just a great gal, a great person, very creative, and just one of my favorite people. And so if you're ever in Greenville or even anywhere near Dallas, make a point to visit the Texan Theater in Greenville. And as you know, we're working on our King's X film project. I'm a filmmaker myself, and so should be talking about that maybe in the context of Tribeca soon. But we will be having the film along with a live performance with King's X there at the Texas Theater as soon as we can get this sucker done. So once again, Texan Theater in Greenville. Check it out. Hey there. I also wanted to tell you about this great event coming up this weekend called Lego Brick Convention, April 20th to the 21st. And tickets only started at $14. It's going to be happening at the Simmons Bank Pavilion at Dickies Arena on April 20th and the 21st, this coming weekend. So you've been to the Dickies Arena. It's my favorite building in DFW. And then right just there is the Simmons Bank Pavilion that's right outside there. It's on the north side of Dickies Arena under the Simmons Bank Plaza. There are two sessions on April 20th from 10 to 1 or 2 to 5. Same thing on Sunday. And what's going to be so cool, the professional Lego artists are coming from all over the United States to display these amazing Lego creations and to meet with fans. But also, the fans can get involved and are able to get creative in the construction zone with thousands of bricks available, as well as live builds to watch and engage with. Galleries have also been set up with life-size and extraordinary Lego models on display. So much to do. It's going to be so fun. Lego retail. You can purchase Lego merchandise, retired Lego sets, new Lego sets, hard to find Lego, and goodies from multiple different vendors. And my favorite part, of course, is the Star Wars zone. Amazing Lego creations from the Star Wars universe. And there's brick pits with thousands of Lego bricks to build with. Castle Build Zone. Build a medieval Lego creation on site. And professional Lego artists again, once again, meet and greets. The Fan Zone with epic Lego creations built by local fan builders. And also, probably most important aspect of this, the event will be supporting Creations for Charity, with a portion of the proceeds going to the all-volunteer nonprofit organization Creations for Charity. It's an organization that buys new Lego sets for underprivileged children around the world during the holidays. For more information, please visit brickconvention.com/Fort Worth.
This is Tiffany talking all things Pieces of Me. Always tune in to Tricky Kid Radio with Roy Turner.
And now, back with more Tricky Kid Radio.
You're also a cancer survivor.
Yes.
Yeah. You've built so much in your life, and now you've overcome that. You're a real ass kicker.
I was 21. I just graduated college. I had an internship at a professional dance company when I got my first cancer diagnosis. I couldn't dance after the first surgeries, but I was lucky because I had this awesome job at Bloomberg, and I got even better at coding. I got very strong treatments because I was young. The amount of radiation I got caused me to get acute myeloid leukemia 10 years later. My only chance of survival was a stem cell transplant. So I had to live in the hospital for almost a year. Illuminate helped save me. Strength can come from anywhere. Now my second remission and back to what I love to do.
You've kicked cancer's ass twice. I can just see light coming out of you. I admire that so much. I appreciate you much sharing your story with us today. Not only was I just really enjoying what you've created, really for me was seeing the response. There was a little girl I was seated next to, her family, and she was an African-American gal, about 12 or 13 years old. I was talking with her dad. She had choices for her birthday, and she chose Illuminate.
Nice.
And that's a beautiful thing right there. And she was going crazy. She'll never forget that night, and I'll never forget them. What is next?
I'm really looking to be in front of Illuminate more and really change the face of coding. Say coding can be sexy and it's creative. There's a lot of studies that show that people love code and math and science, but then it starts to have this uncool vibe. And I'm like, no, it's the coolest. And you want a job that pays so that you can go out shopping and partying. Coding will do that for you.
The only other person in the world doing that. Remember the TV show, The Wonder Years?
Yes, I do. I love that show.
Winnie Cooper's girl named Danica McKellar has a bit of a second act. Not only is she's in a lot of those Hallmark Christmas movies, but she is actually a mathematician. And obviously she's gorgeous and has written a lot of books about how math can be sexy. I think she has a book called like Kiss My Math.
I got to read that. Thank you for letting me know. I'm going to write a note on that one. Kiss My Math.
Yeah.
How that's you an awesome like title. That?
My daughter is named Danica after her, as a matter
of fact. Oh, nice. I didn't know you had a family. That's great.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Illuminate.
It's a world of joy for all ages. It was voted best date night. You just leave with a smile.
That's how I would explain it to somebody else. I definitely felt better coming out than I did going in. The show is called Illuminate. It's currently at the Stratosphere every single day of the week. We will have links for tickets. And if you're not in Las Vegas, when the touring version comes to your town, do not miss this. It's fantastic. And Maral, all I can say is I can't wait to see what you do next.
Thank you, Roy. I really appreciate it. I love your energy. I would love to meet you in person.
And I hope that we will have a chance this soon.
Tricky Kid Radio is distributed by iHeartRadio and is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and the Google Play Store. Subscribe for free on the iHeartRadio app or on your favorite podcast platform. Subscribe to Tricky Kid TV on YouTube.com for a stunning visual look at all the fun we have here, plus exclusive content, short films, and more. Follow us on social media. Our Twitter handle, @TrickyKid2, type Tricky Kid Radio Podcast on Facebook, and DJ Tricky Kid on Instagram. Speaking of which, subscribe now to Roy Turner's alter ego DJ Tricky Kid's amazing Twitch channel at twitch.tv for retro gaming, exclusive DJ sets, as well as DJ instruction and live streaming of Tricky Kid Radio, where you, the audience, can participate and interact with our guests. Don't miss a single stream so you can be up to date on the latest on all things Tricky Kid. Subscribe now at twitch.tv/DJ Tricky Kid.